on the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Labour law expert Michael Bagrame says the latest rise in unemployment comes as a shock.
We always see a bit of a turn down in South Africa during our winter period. The real problem is, and we're going to see this until things change, is that we're not actually tackling the real problems, such as transport, the railways. Big businesses are still struggling to get as much electricity as they need. The infrastructure is to a large degree rotten, and we haven't put money into it.
Stats SA released its quarterly labour force survey yesterday, showing joblessness rose by 0.3% in the second quarter of this year and now sits at 33.2%. The number of unemployed people grew by 140,000 to 8.4 million, while the number of employed people rose by 19,000 to 16.8 million. Bagrame says, despite the figures, there's reason to be hopeful.
Manufacturing has gone up quite considerably, and it's pleasing to see, because as soon as manufacturing goes up, then we see other industries following suit. So we should see an uptick in other industries in the next quarterly review.
Higher Education Minister Buti Manamela has come to the defence of his deputy Nomsa Dube-Ncube, despite her name previously featuring in the scrapped list of SETA board members. The former KZN Premier was among the names put forward by sacked Higher Education Minister Nobuhle Ngabane. Ngabane was accused of pushing for a politically bloated process. While she later revoked the list, Ngabane has consistently denied any wrongdoing. Speaking at a media briefing in Tswane yesterday, Minister Manamela said Dube-Ncube had no say.
The decision initially to get her appointed was not her decision. And similarly, the decision to appoint as deputy minister is not her decision. And I don't know if we should really ask her to defend decisions that were not hers. So we will act swiftly in making sure that we close the process as it relates to the SETA board's chairpersons.
And thousands of people in southern Taiwan have evacuated from their homes as Typhoon Podol intensifies its approach to the island. The typhoon is packing wind speeds of 155 kilometers per hour at its center, with the local weather office warning that it's strengthening. Podol is on track to hit lightly populated Taitung County before sweeping across the island and into the Taiwan Strait. The typhoon threatens to pound central and southern regions still recovering from storms last month. And 9 people have died after an accidental blast at an explosive factory in southern Brazil. Images released by the Paraná Fire Department show a huge area covered in debris after the explosion, which happened in Curitiba. 7 others were injured and are being treated at nearby hospitals. Executives from Enex Brazil, the company that owns the plant, said the cause of the accident is being investigated. The firm has offered to provide psychosocial support to the victims and their families. Durban 23 degrees today, Richards Bay 27, Pietermaritzburg 26. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.